Thank you for listening to one of the audio messages from Cornerstone Church Airdrie. My name is Brad, and I have the privilege of serving as the lead campus pastor and primary preaching voice at Cornerstone Church Airdrie. So if it's me you're hearing speak today, or if it's someone else, our desire is still the same. We pray that you are so encouraged, that you are built up, challenged, and inspired. Through these messages, our hope for you is that you would grow in knowing God, knowing His hope, knowing His purpose, and knowing His power. We believe that the God who spoke all through Scripture is still speaking to us today, and we pray that as you listen to this message, the heart of God would be speaking to you. Enjoy the message.
I will be undignified, and I will praise the Lord my God with all my might, and I will leave my pride behind, and I will praise the Lord my God with all my life.
So tell me the truth. Have you ever had your bacon saved by GPS? Yeah. Isn't GPS amazing? I love it. Because it doesn't matter what city you're in, GPS knows where you're going, and it will guide you turn by turn. And I've been thinking lately about God's GPS, or how do we get where God wants us to go? Now, we're going to be jumping around a lot in the scriptures this morning because the Bible has a lot to say on this topic. Our church friend Daniel Brown, who I believe is speaking in Calgary next month, once said to us, following God is like a dot to dot. But what we want, here we go. There's the GPS slide. What we want is to say, oh, it's a boat, right? But it doesn't work like that. Generally, what we get is something that looks like this, right? Now, when you're doing a dot-to-dot, the first thing that you need to do is find the one, right? Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Most of us are familiar with this verse, but The next verses are amazing to me. Now, there's nothing I like better than a good grammar lesson, right? So here we go. We have a lot, in English, we have a lot of ways to talk about the future. But people rarely use the simple future tense because it implies that we know what will happen in the future. So instead of saying, I will go shopping tomorrow, we say, I'm going shopping tomorrow, to show that we have a plan to do that, right? But there is one who knows the future, and that is the Lord. And we're reminded that He knows the beginning and the end, and we can rely on His promises. So this is the next part of this verse. Then you will call upon me and come to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Shivers. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you. Because God knows that. It will happen. We can't start down God's road until we seek Him and find Him. And that's actually the easy part, because there's nothing that Jesus wants more than to have a personal relationship with each one of us. You will find Him, and He will listen to you. That's good news. Now, the second thing you need to do is to take a step. In Mark 1:19 and 20, we read, "When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat." Now, when I read that passage, of course, at the age I'm at now, I'm thinking about poor old Zebedee in the boat, right? And he's sitting there going, what just happened? He has no idea. But James and John listened to Jesus. They took the first step away from the comfortable life, the life they knew, to follow him. Now, Pastor Brad spoke to us recently from 1 Kings, where Elijah calls Elisha. And this is immediately following the prophets of Baal debacle and Jezebel's death threat against him. So Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, and he was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elisha then left his oxen and ran after Elijah, ran. Now, that's actually not the most amazing part of this story. It is pretty amazing because Elijah was in big trouble, but Elisha ran to follow him. But the next part is even more amazing. He seeks Elijah's permission to settle things with his parents. And then in verse 21, it says, so Elisha went back, left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the plowing equipment to cook the meat, and they ate. Wow. Talk about commitment, right? When God calls us, we need to step out into the unknown. Burn our bridges, no turning back. It's a bold call. These passages stand out to me because these men had no hesitation to answer the call. Now, if you know me, you know I've always had a little more trouble doing things God's way. I've been following God's GPS for 41 years now. And I have to say, I don't think it gets easier. Sorry for that. But maybe it's just me. When I'm using my GPS, sometimes I think I know better. And I turn a different way. Or maybe I'm just not paying attention. That happens. Ask Eve. It happens. But my GPS knows my destination, so when I mess it up, it says, recalculating, right? This is pretty much how it's been my whole walk with God. I've often strongly felt his leading to go one way or another, but my first thought is usually, no, I don't want to do that. When I first became a Christian, I was 19. And I desperately wanted to finish my summer working at Waterton Lakes National Park and go to serve the Lord with YWAM, Youth with a Mission. Now, most of you know that I have a heart for missions, as Pastor Matt said. And I was just shocked when God said, no. Go back to university. Because it didn't make any sense to me. I said, okay, but God, listen, I really want to serve you. And he basically said, in 300 meters, get on a bus and go back to Nova Scotia. So I did. But how does this make any sense? For me, there was no pattern. I didn't see it. All I could see was just one more step. And one of the best things I have to say, one of the best things about getting older is I can look back and I can start to see a lot of the pattern at this point. I finished my BA in English literature. I thought, I'll work for a while, I'll make some money, I won't be so poor. He said, no. Go back to university and get your education degree. And I tried to talk him out of it. I worked super hard. I said, I don't want to be a teacher. And that sounds really strange to a lot of you who've known me for a long time, because some of you have only ever known me as a teacher. You know who won, right? You know who won this argument?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's probably just who I am, but God has to work really hard to make things happen, and it happened. Another step. In my second teaching position, I taught a number of kids who had been adopted from outside the country, and the conditions on the ranch where I worked were pretty rough. So I actually wasn't too surprised when I felt that God wanted me to go to China to teach English. Interestingly, China is one of the countries in the world that's close to missionaries. You can't go there as a missionary. You have to have another profession. I've got one. And China was crying out for English teachers. So you can probably start to see the pattern here. We may not understand each step as God tells us what to do, but one step leads to the next step and leads to the next. And when you look back, you can see that each step was essential to form the pattern that becomes your life. I couldn't have gone to China in 1985 if I hadn't done exactly what God said for each step. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been ready. Now, I love Psalm 119, 109. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I love that verse, and I'm sure you're very familiar with it. But the verse before it is fantastic. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. When we read God's word and we come to him in prayer, our path will be revealed step by step. When we use a lamp or a flashlight, we can't see very far ahead. That's a little scary, but we can see where our foot is going to fall next. And then next, and then next. But, you know, sometimes your next step is going to be more of a leap. And I think of Janessa following the Lord to Kenya, and Adela teaching the church leaders in Rwanda right now. And love to you. When Jesus called Peter to step out of the boat, Peter was terrified. I feel for him. Sometimes we're not sure if the voice we're hearing is really the Lord's, because he seems to be asking us to do something frightening. And frankly, crazy. Peter said in Matthew 14, 28 and 29, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water to Jesus. Sometimes Jesus is going to ask you to do something that frightens you, but you just have to step out of the boat and trust that the water is going to firm up under your feet in a way that you don't understand and you can't predict. If we start to sink, we cry out as Peter did, "Lord, save me." And I think this is my new favorite verse. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. Think that through. This is your promise, dear ones. It's your promise. Jesus calls you to take the step. Take it. If you have trouble, he will reach out his hand and catch you. He is faithful. But first, you have to step out of the boat. All of this happened after he took the step, not before. And so, as we follow God and obey God, his directions, we see our lives starting to take shape. Starting to see the pattern now? A little bit? Looks obvious to me. We learn from the story of Daniel and his companions that following God and obeying him can be risky. The interesting thing is in Daniel chapter 3, God does not take Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego away from the danger. They say, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, we want you to know that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. And so they're thrown into the fiery furnace. But the angel of God is with them. Some even think that might have been Jesus himself who was with them. But in any case, I have to tell you, following Jesus will not be easy. This I promise you. But when we reach the end of our lives, we'll be able to see the whole picture. And I promise it'll be much more beautiful than this. We will be able to say with Paul, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. It's a beautiful thought. Our final destination remains the secret of the Lord. Let's see. Is that going to work? See this part right here? Okay. Jesus said himself, in my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And this part of your pattern is for God alone to finish. Now I'd like to ask the worship team to come back, if you would. Thank you. So, you cannot follow God unless you start by finding the one. He wants nothing more than a relationship with you. Jesus is reaching out his hand to you this morning. So, if you've never given your heart to Jesus, I'd love to help you with that today. And if you know the one, but you're struggling to follow him, I'd like to pray for you. So please come up and talk to me after the service. Can we pray together? Dearest Lord Jesus, you hold all the right plans for us. Help us to find you and listen to you as you guide us step by step. I pray, Lord, that each of us will trust you to set the patterns of our lives and that you will make our lives beautiful in your sight. We ask these things in your precious name.
You called me out upon the waters, the grave.
Thanks again for listening to the message. I pray that your heart was blessed by what God had to say today. If you'd like to connect further with Cornerstone Church Airdrie, there's a couple things that you can do. You can find us on the internet at cornerstonefoursquarechurch.com and select Airdrie from the homepage. If you'd like to connect to a pastor at the church, you can do that through our website. Once you're on the Airdrie page, just click on the New Here tab in the main menu and our campus pastor from the drop-down menu. You can connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Cornerstone Airdrie, or you can follow us on Twitter at CS Airdrie. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and get new content delivered directly to you. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast on iTunes, as that helps people find us easier. We're so grateful to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with our community in Airdrie and with you today. At Cornerstone Airdrie, we're a family not by blood, but a family that's been bought by blood. And you are a part of that family. As family we go.